Augustine Institute Radio Theater presents The Trials of St. Patrick.
To your brother Secundinus. Am I late?
No, Your Grace. Bishop Festus is coming.
Himself alone?
There's another bishop, Jerome, and a deacon named Acacius.
Oh, two bishops and a deacon have come all this way for nothing. Now, stop with the formalities, brother. Sit down.
After you.
If I sit down, it'll be hard to stand up again.
I'll sit when you sit.
All right, then. We'll both sit.
Oh. Rise, please.
Oh, I knew it. No.
Good morning, Bishop Patrick.
Bishop Festus, Bishop Jerome.
Bishop Patrick.
Now, are we going to be doing much standing and sitting today? My knees aren't what they were.
We may sit and remain seated.
Thanks for giving me.
Deacon Acacius will be keeping a record of this inquiry.
Inquiry, is it? And what are we inquiring about?
Your work in Hibernia.
With respect, Bishop, we've taken to calling it Era, the land of Era.
Hibernia was the name given by Julius Caesar. It appears by that designation on all of the official maps. Hibernia is the name we'll use.
As you wish.
Shall we begin?
I could save us all time and read the account that
I'm not sure you appreciate the seriousness of this inquiry. Your work here, your bishopric, is in doubt.
Is it now? By whom?
The appropriate people in Rome. May we proceed? Indicati nobis quomodo ad vivunt et operantur in Hibernia.
Bishop Festus, Latin is not one of my strengths. Use the common tongue, if you please.
Oh, really? We'll translate it later, Deacon.
yes, Bishop.
Now, Patrick, please explain how you came to live and work in Hibernia. For the record, start with your name and position.
Right. My name is Patrick. Rather, for your Latin readers, it is Patricius Magonus Secutus. I'm a sinner, a simple countryman from Benavent Taberniae in Britain, the least of all believers. My father was Calpurnius, a Roman decurion.
A tax collector.
Aye, rather like the blessed Matthew. He was an official, among other things. Now, his father was Potitus, a man of the church.
You were baptized a Christian?
Aye, I was. And as a lad, I'd gone away from God. I thought myself better than I was. And that's what led God to putting me in my place in one of the worst ways I could imagine.
All right, Dominic. Sophie, what would either of you wager?
Nothing.
Nothing? I say, I can hit that oak tree just across the clearing with this pebble.
Oh.
You won't wager against it?
No, because you'll hit it.
You always do, Patricius.
The branch on the tree, then. That gnarly one sticking out from the rest.
I'm not interested.
The acorn. I'll knock the acorn right off the branch.
Don't be tiresome.
Tiresome? It's a challenge.
It's not a challenge. We know your skills with strength and aim and just about everything else.
Yeah, challenge us with something you can't do.
Is there anything I can't do?
I'll wager you can't go a day without trying to get us to wager about something.
On your feet, Dominic. A race to the bluff and back again.
Not interested.
Why can't you sit down and enjoy the beauty?
Trees, grass, we see it all the time. I want an adventure.
What kind of adventure?
Anything to take me away from here. I want to see the world.
What's wrong with here? This is a world too, you know. Why don't you want to stay?
Stay to do what? Become my father?
Your father is a good man.
He's a Decurion, after all. An official of the Empire. You stand to inherit the position. That's no small thing.
Not if you enjoy spending your life arguing with the townspeople over the state of the roads, or whose cattle trod on what property, or taxes and water rights and reports to Rome. I'd rather follow my spear. If I had a spear.
You're exasperating. What's wrong with living well? Getting married and...
Married? Strike me down now if that's all there is to life.
What's wrong with getting married?
Nothing for some people. At some other time and some other place.
I'm going home.
Oh, don't go, Sophie.
What's wrong?
I'm so tired of listening to you. Your lips move, but you say nothing worth hearing. Oh.
What have I done now?
You know very well.
That was a year ago. How many times do I have to apologise? Why can't she forget it?
A young girl doesn't give her heart away and then simply forget. Especially when... Oh, you know.
We know.
Patricius! Dominic!
Here we go.
Come quick. There's smoke rising from the town.
Huh? Oh, I hope it's not the blacksmiths again.
I heard screams.
Raiders! Hurry!
Quick! Come on!
What's that? Dominic! Sophie! Keep up! Where are you? Dominic! So far!
Yeah! On your knees!
No!
Don't make it more painful than it has to be! That gets it. It's so much easier this way.
He's a big one.
Hold still, you. This one'll have to be tied hard.
Look at him. He's still trying.
Hit him again. Just don't kill him. That's got it.
Give us a hand here, will you?
Pirates.
Pirates. The ones who often ransack the western coast of Britain seeking bounty and slaves. Pirates.
Unchain me now. I'm the freeborn son of a Roman official. You know what they'll do to you for this?
Well, you're a funny one.
You're laughing at me. Set me loose and we'll see who's left standing to laugh.
Why is it you Britons always think you're better than you are, even in chains?
You want a ransom? Is that it? Are you after money?
Oh, we'll get money all right. You're bound to be worth, 20 cows, I think.
20 cows?
21, then.
Make yourselves at home.
Come back here! I'm not finished with you!
Quiet, boy. There's no reasoning with these brutes.
They'll see. When the legions return.
What? You mean the legions that abandoned us to go off and fight another part of the Empire? Those legions?
Well, yes.
You'll be an old man before you see their return. if they ever return. What's your name, lad?
Patricius.
I am Victorinus. Call me Victor.
Is that it, Victor? We're to be taken and done with as these pirates please?
Well, that's about the sum of it.
I don't accept it.
You're in chains and about to sail for another country. What's so hard to accept?
We sailed across the Western Sea to the land of Era. Hibernia, that is. We reached a harbor where we were thrown into wagons and taken to market. I was sold for the price of 21 cows, just as the slaver had said. My new owner was a Pictish chieftain named Miliuk. We were carted off to his kingdom in the north and put to work straightway.
What sort of work?
Anything we were told to do. In the fields with the livestock, though we were little better than livestock ourselves. Less valuable than some.
I won't endure this. I'm going to escape first chance I get.
Escape to where?
Home. Where else?
From here? Do you have any idea where you are?
No. How difficult can it be? The sun rises in the east. We came from the east. If I go that way, then I'm bound to reach...
Water! Can you swim? Do you know how many leagues it is to Britain?
I won't work here until I die.
You surely won't. They'll kill you for attempting to escape.
Let them do it, then. What is that?
We're being summoned to worship. Lord Miliuk is faithful to the gods, or rather his druid magicians are. He appeases them to maintain his power and prosperity.
What gods?
Earth, wind, sun, woodlice, rhododendron bushes, whatever fancies them.
Move, you beasts! You're attending the ritual. Move!
The master's gods are not my gods.
You're his property now, so you bow to his gods. Move it! And the rest of you, or you'll feel my whip. Move!
You'll want to obey that one.
It's an offence to worship other gods.
An offence to whom?
The god of my father.
Your father, but not yours?
I haven't given it much thought.
Well, until you do, you'll be wise to obey the slave master. You don't want to be chosen.
Chosen for what?
The sacrifice.
To offer one?
To be one.
The time has come to honor the gods who give life to all that is alive. We ask you to come to us. To the goddess, O Earth Mother, we also return as the ancient ones did.
Are you telling me they offer human sacrifices?
Animal? Human? Whatever they think the gods want. If Lord Miliuk is like the others, he takes no chances. In the spring festival, they offer animals to celebrate fertility. In the autumn, they sacrifice a human to give thanks for the harvest.
How were they sacrificed?
Fire, knives, rocks, boiled water. They're very clever about it. You see, the magician up there is beginning the rite to celebrate the harvest. Then there'll be 3 days of festivities. You'll want to stay clear while that happens.
Why?
It's an orgy of worship. Everything is permitted to the free men. And I mean everything, lad. Pleasure, pain, everything in excess. Slaves bear the brunt of the violence and abuse. At the end, one is chosen to be sacrificed to Crom Cruach.
Crom Cruach?
The most fearsome god of the gods. He demands the first fruits of the harvest. And of every family.
Their children?
They smash their little heads against the idol. My former master gave up his son.
Former master? I thought you were only just captured from Britain.
I was. This time. I was a slave on a pirate ship before that and tried to escape when we reached Britain.
How are you alive? I thought runaway slaves were killed.
Well, it depends on the value of a slave. In my case, they merely beat me. The second time was even worse.
How many times have you tried to escape?
Well, if I knew how to count, I'd say 4.
Escape with me now.
Didn't you hear the part where I said I'm always recaptured? Besides, I'm getting too old. I can't be bothered.
You wouldn't try it again, even for freedom.
What's freedom? We're all slaves in one way or another.
I'd rather be a slave at home than here.
You come from a good home, then.
My father and mother were good to me. They treated me better than I deserve, as I think about it. I've been trying to remember my last words to them. Was it that morning, when we ate? Did I speak to them at all? Did we argue?
There's no point in thinking about it now. Regret will scar you worse than any whips. Learn to forget.
I'll never forget.
Put the memories behind you. Those are what'll kill you.
Kill me? How?
By giving you hope. Listen to me, lad. This festival is about to start. If I wanted to escape, I would go now. There's so much confusion, it'll be a few days before I'd be missed.
Now?
Everyone's busy watching the magician. Follow the horse path across the field to the forest. When you reach the coast, go south. There's nothing north. You're bound to find a ship that'll take you somewhere.
Come with me.
I'll only hold you up. Go! Don't get caught.
Let the festivities begin!
I ran deep into the woods, so deep I could no longer see the evening sky. By nightfall, I was completely lost. I crawled into a hollow under a fallen tree to wait until morning light. I would find my way then. But come daylight, I was awakened to rough hands dragging me from my hiding place.
Come on, move it! Thought you'd slip away, did you? Thought I wasn't minding the master's property, is that it? You'll think better in the future, I'm sure.
Wait, listen to me.
Shut up! Bring him.
Where? Why don't we hang him here and save ourselves the trouble?
We're taking him to Lord Miliuk. He'll say what's to be done with him.
Let's make this one the sacrifice. I'd like to see his throat slit.
Oh, come on.
Stupid, you know. You left tracks a blind man could follow. You want to escape? Learn how to fly.
Next time I will.
Next time, you say? Move it!
That's it, men. Now throw him onto the mat.
Oi!
What's this, then?
A runaway slave. I want you to clean him up before I take him to Lord Miliuk.
If you wanted him in good form for Miliuk, why'd you beat him so badly?
What do you think I'd do with a runaway? Tickle him? Tell him jokes?
With your jokes, that'd be punishment enough.
Woman, one day your tongue is going to undo you.
Not while I'm the best cook and nurse you have. Now get out so I can see to the lad. Does he have a name?
Patricius.
A Roman, then?
Briton, like yourself. Part of the new catch. Not old and decrepit, like some.
Get out.
I'm going.
Why do you let her talk to you that way?
I love her.
Well, now, Patricius, what are we to do with you?
What is this? Where am I?
Back where you started, you ridiculous boy. Running away, where did you think that would get you? Now lie still. I must clean these wounds and get some salve on them. It'll hurt. Little lamb, hear my call. Over the hillside, over the sea.
What's that song?
A little something I sang to my children years ago. Patricius, is it?
Yes.
You'll want to change that name. They don't like we Britons much except as slaves. So there's no reason to provoke them with your name. How about Patrick?
We don't care.
You don't care? Oh, is that you pouting? No need to pout about a little beating. Earth has no sorrows that heaven can't heal. I've been here for, how many years has it been? A legion's worth. And I'm alive to tell the tale.
You're from Britain.
I don't sound like it anymore. But yes, a Briton. A Christian.
A Christian?
Are you?
It's what my parents hoped I would be. But I'm afraid I'm a disappointment.
Did they teach you scripture? The ways of the Holy Church?
They tried.
Well, that's a start. You'll want to dig deep in that memory of yours and pull out what you learned. Do you know the Psalms?
Some.
Lie still, and I'll remind you.
What?
Hear me, Patrick. You'll have days and nights when the words of Scripture will be the only comfort you have. So let's start with the 23rd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall have no want. Say it.
Why?
What are you doing?
A bit of pain could save your life. Say the words.
The Lord's my shepherd. I shall have no want.
He leads me to rest in green pastures and beside the still waters.
He leads me to rest in green pastures and beside the still waters.
For his name's sake, he restores my soul and leads me along the surest paths.
For his name's sake, he restores my soul and leads me along the surest paths.
Lord Miliuk.
Hmm? What do you want, Kadri?
Oh, I have your runaway slave.
Ah, no, let me see. You've beaten it.
With great enthusiasm, my lord.
Yeah. What did we pay for it?
21, I believe.
That much? Well, you hope it's worth the price. Does it have a name?
Tell him your name, slave.
Patricius.
Oof, a Roman name. I don't like Roman names. They shape strange to me mouth. What shall I do with it, Kadri?
Do you have a sacrifice for the end of the festival?
You'd sacrifice a slave that cost me 21?
The gods would be pleased.
Let them be pleased with one less costly. Find an old man, or best yet, an old woman. Well, now let me have a look. What am I to do with you, Patricius? Normally I'd hang you for other slaves to see. Let you die before their eyes so they'll think twice about escape. That you're young and strong yet. What shall it be? I could sell you.
That'd only make him a problem for someone else, my lord. You wouldn't want the other chieftains to complain that you're selling them bad slaves.
Mm-hmm. Well then, take him to Mount Sleamish.
You know what this means, boy?
No.
You'll be alone. Just you and the master's sheep.
I'll be a shepherd.
Someone may bring feed for the sheep, you never know. I'll come up to collect the best for market, maybe send a shearer. But you'll have no company.
What's to stop me from escaping?
Well, the last one who tried that, I buried behind the hut you'll be calling home.
How did he die?
I just told you. I buried him. The master's particular about the sheep. I'll make a strict count and you'll keep them alive. Or add to them. I don't want to come back and find any dead or missing. The master will punish you in ways that'll make you want to beg for death. Do you hear me? Whether you live or die is of no concern to anyone. It's about caring for the sheep.
How long will I be there? When will I come back?
There's no coming back.
Over there. Whoa.
Right. Here we are. This is your new home.
It's nothing but mud and sticks.
You were expecting marble and tapestries.
What about food? Or clothes? I'm wearing all I have.
There's a trunk in the corner. See what the last shepherd left you. In you go.
What happened to him?
McGowan? He slipped on the rocks looking for a lost sheep. Broke his neck.
How do you know?
By looking at his skeleton when I found him a month later.
Oh. You can't leave me here.
I can. Oh, sort yourself out, lad, or you'll be dead before spring comes.